This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Are you here to fix the lights? That's what pre-med student Damon Tweedy was asked by one of his professors as he walked out of a classroom. No, Damon told him, I'm a student in your class. Damon was one of six black faces in the program at Duke University and often felt it. In his memoir, Black Man in a White Coat, Damon writes about being caught between the white-dominated medical profession and his identity as a black man one generation removed from segregation and poverty. He's now a physician and assistant professor of psychiatry at Duke who's concerned about the dearth of black doctors and what effect that has on people of color and our health system as a whole. Dr. Tweedy, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you.
Was race discussed in the pre-med classroom?
So in that first year of medical school, it was discussed in ways that were, you know, kind of unsettling. It was really, you learn about a disease, and they would basically say this disease was more common in black people, and black people who get the disease do worse. And it was sort of repetitive on every disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, cancer. And what was missing was a discussion of, you know, why that was and, you know, what could be done about it. And that's part of what I, as I got along into my career, I got a sense of what some of those factors were. And that's really what led me to write the book and to really explore that issue more.
Well, I would like to talk about some of those causes that you refer to, but you write that having so few black doctors practicing is bad for patients. Now, why is that?
Well, I mean, I think if you think about the issue of why black people have worse health, I mean, there are really a number of factors that are going on. So, you know, first and foremost, there's the issues at the level of the system in terms of black people having less access to health care, primary care, specialists, really the whole gamut. But then there's the second layer, which is the relationship between the doctor and the patient. And I think here, these are issues around trust and communication and the perception between the patient and doctor that they're both partnering together to get the patient to the best state of health. So I think here is where we run into some of the problems. If you think back at our history, I mean, it's a really unfortunate history in terms of how African-American people have dealt with the medical system. If you go back 50 years, it seems like a long time ago, but many of the people around then are still living and they pass this memory on. You know, there were actually segregated hospital wards, segregated clinics, and the clinics where the black people were treated and the hospital wards were clearly substandard and inferior. So there's that legacy. There's also this legacy of experimentation. There's a famous Tuskegee study which took place from the 1940s to the 1972 in which black people were experimented upon without their awareness. And so what you've had is this has been passed down. In modern times, what's happening in our contemporary life is that black patients will often come to the medical setting wary already and uncertain of what's going to happen. And so what I often would find myself doing was being almost like a translator in a way and talking to patients and kind of assuring them that indeed these are the actual appropriate treatments and these are the same treatments that we would give to a white patient or an Asian patient or anyone else. So I think there's a piece where it can be an important role for African-American physicians, and that's certainly something that I've found myself in quite a bit.
And you did make a decision to work in lower income, higher minority areas in your practice. What was behind that decision?
I think it's part of just a reflection of my past. I mean, many of the patients that I'd see are very similar to people in my own family. So I come from a working class family in Washington, D.C. area. My parents grew up in Southern Virginia, very segregated times. And many of the patients I'd see would often just remind me. This one patient reminded me of my grandmother or my uncle. And so, you know, seeing that, I felt like, even within my own family, there was this great need of this really serious health problem. And I feel like there was a way for me to sort of kind of make a tie to my past. And it felt a real connection to the patient. So I think that's the where it's come from for me.
But you do admit to having some bias, at least with this story that you tell about meeting with a white patient. His name is Keith. First of all, what happened? How did you recognize that bias? And what did you do to correct yourself as a physician in order to give him the care that he needed?
At this point in time, I'm in psychiatry, so I'm a few years into practice. And Keith is a young gentleman. He was a war veteran. And he'd come to our clinic dealing with a lot of issues related to his service in Iraq and Afghanistan. And basically, this whole issue of first impression, and I read through his previous record, you could tell that he was into things that sort of just I wasn't into. For instance, he rode a pickup truck, and he's into motorcycles and hunting, and I sort of come from a different world. The way I describe the book is almost like a blue state, red state clash in a way, in terms of perceptions. And it seemed the way he looked at me, he seemed to have a similar off-putted perception, like, who is this guy? How is this guy going to be able to relate to me and help me with my needs? And so that first meeting was really awkward, as you can imagine, given sort of that tension that we both had. And I think what often happens when you see someone who's different from you, there's a tendency to make judgments that are negative. Towards the end of that visit, I started to ask him a little bit more about his family. You know, we all have families. And so that was just an obvious way to make a connection. And that sort of set the stage for the next meeting where he mentioned something about playing pool with his dad. And that was something that I had done myself. And so there was like this suddenly instant connection. So we had this big gulf between us initially, and then there was this whole way in which we were very similar. And so I think that really led us to a really good doctor-patient relationship, and I was really able to help him through a lot of his problems.
We're speaking with Damon Tweedy. He's a physician and a psychiatrist, and he's written a memoir called Black Man in a White Coat, A Doctor's Reflection on Race and Medicine. Well, that was an experience as a doctor, but in witnessing other doctors, any examples of a doctor misdiagnosing a patient because of his or her skewed opinion or bias by the patient's race?
As a first-year doctor, this is back now, going back some years when I was an intern, there was a gentleman admitted, I call him Gary in the book, and he was in his mid-50s, came to the hospital with chest pain, really common reason for people to come to the hospital. The first series of tests showed that he did not have a heart attack. So we went to his room to basically discuss what the plan of care was going to be moving forward in terms of further testing, medications, all those sort of things that he would do once he left the hospital. In this particular case, they gave him several different things to do, and he was in agreement with all of them. He wanted to stop smoking. He wanted to treat his cholesterol. But they also wanted to give him this one particular blood pressure medicine, and he was wary of it. He wanted to try to eat better and to start exercising, you know, really reasonable things to do to address mild high blood pressure. But the team was kind of taken aback by that. But when we left the room, that instead of talking about his medical problems, they then started making this discussion about, well, what sort of psychiatric disorder do you think he has, which seemed just completely way off base for me. And then they settled on this idea that he had an obsessive compulsive, you know, personality. And that was the label that they slapped on him. And, you know, that's not a benign sort of thing. You know, having a label of having a mental health condition is certainly something that can affect you moving forward. And so I thought that was a really, just really way off base. And I think what happened is there was a perception that this gentleman, who was a sort of blue-collar guy, worked in a convenience store in a public hospital, didn't have much economic means, that he wouldn't have enough knowledge to sort of challenge them. And so I think that's what led to that diagnosis.
Well, you, on the other hand, were also diagnosed with high blood pressure, and you found your attitudes about your own care challenged by your race. Can you explain?
Well, actually, I had a similar incident. So this is after I've finished my training. I've been in practice some years, and I still fashion myself an athlete when I, at this point in life, clearly was not. And I had an injury to my knee. The knee was swollen. It wasn't getting better after a few days. I went to this clinic and went into the exam room, and the doctor didn't look at me. And he looked at my knee, but didn't touch it and didn't make eye contact with me and had me stand up and down a couple times and said, well, you're fine. And, you know, me being a doctor, I knew that there was probably more that should have been done. And so I'm not one to normally wear that I'm a doctor on my sleeve, but I mentioned in the settings I felt like there was more that needed to be done. And so when I mentioned I was a doctor, suddenly you could tell the other doctor, his total perception of me changed. He looked up at me, made eye contact, started asking questions about me and my life, suddenly had interest. And then he examined my knee and, you know, did an x-ray and so all other sorts of things. So it was really a really stark example of how I was like two different people at the same in one encounter. The first person was, you know, sort of the Damon Tweedy average guy off the street, and then the second one was you know, Damon Tweedy the doctor. And so I think that really illustrates how differently patients can be treated in the healthcare sector in a real tangible way.
That's about power. I mean, the relationship between a doctor and a patient often is this kind of reverence on the part of the patient or, you know, vulnerability. And the doctor is held in this position of power. After all, they went to school for all these years and they're educated to make these kind of decisions. And, you know, I'm wondering for you, you're a professor now at Duke. How do you teach your students to examine that relationship of power and their own biases and break down those barriers to really the best care?
I really just stress upon the students to try and see people as individuals. I mean, the issue with medicine, a lot of times it's a very pressured setting. You know, you have to make quick decisions. There's a lot of pressure to see a lot of patients in a short period of time. But if you it's really dangerous sometimes to not be able to see people as individuals, and you may miss something that's really important. So I really stress that part very much with all of the students and other sort of young doctors that work under me. I think that's a really vital piece.
Well, Damon Tweedy, you do ask yourself in your book whether you have a special role to play as a Black physician. Now you teach, now you've written your book. Do you feel like you're on a mission, and where are you in that mission?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I struggle with that a couple ways. The one issue is, as a Black doctor, you are often a very significant minority. And what's happened in many cases is, for me, is that I've been in settings where I'm one of the, maybe the only Black doctor, and you have a clinic where there are a lot of Black patients, and if the Black patients want to, maybe they have a preference to see a Black doctor. I've been in a situation where I just was getting more requests than I could possibly manage, and so there's a line you have to sort of navigate. You really do want to be helpful, but at the same time, you can't do it at the expense of yourself and certainly the patients that you're seeing. So I do feel this responsibility, but it's a really complicated one, and it's a challenge at times.
What would your wish be for the whole system of healthcare in America when it comes to race?
I would say that race remains an important issue in health and in healthcare. And despite all the progress, we've made significant progress in the last 50, 60 years, but there's still a lot of work to do. And that work, some of that work certainly has to be done by African-American patients in the community itself. But at the same time, that work also has to be done by anyone who's interacting with Black patients. And I would say even further than that, health is about more than simply health care. So I think all of us in society who have a role in issues around education and jobs and things that have an impact on the health and well-being of African Americans also have a role to play.
Dr. Damon Tweedy, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Damon Tweedy is a physician and assistant professor of psychiatry at Duke University and author of the memoir Black Man in a White Coat, A Doctor's Reflection on Race and Medicine. For more information on him and a link to where you can find more on the book, go to our website, wordofmouthradio.org.